Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program, good Tuesday. Todd Herrmanns was a top offensive lineman for the Eagles for 9 years, or really 10, I guess, if you count it that way, 2005 to 2014, then played for other teams, and I think is not retired yet. And now he's scheduled to be a panelist, an advocate, at the World Medical Cannabis Conference and Expo on April 21st and 22nd in Pittsburgh. So I saw this in the Inquirer on Sunday and said, wow, what an opportunity. He's proposing medical marijuana, a win-win for the NFL. And I think somewhere in here, to give you the flavor of it, he talked about the pain of players shaking and wanting something just to go out and be able to practice. Now, we've started to see this more and more and more with the CTE and all those things that players suffer. But just the aches and pains, the grind of this, has to be, over that period of time, horrific. Let's go to Todd Herrmanns here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Todd, welcome back to town. I'm not sure if you're still in the area or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
I heard you on Sports Talk, and I think you're a natural. So after the football's over, yeah, it's good stuff. But you told the Inquirer that you smoked marijuana. You didn't think it was as bad as alcohol when you were in college.
Correct. Well, it's bad. I mean, I feel like alcohol is known to have, the effects, like diseased effects, like cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, along with things like cigarettes that cause cancer, emphysema, these things that are allowed to adults that make a decision to go ahead and do these things that, harm their life, but they're adults and they can make that decision. Now,
so,
why not
take
this plant that is natural and actually has no, life-threatening effects of it, and actually has very many beneficial effects that still need to be studied but have shown that they benefit many people in many different ways. Why is that so forbidden? If you're an adult, why can't you make a decision to use that?
Now, I seem to remember, and I think you were in a van with another player. I didn't go back and look it up, but when you got busted by the NFL, and you say to the Inquirer, and I think I remember this too, as a result of that, you couldn't use marijuana, you were tested every week, and then you started to notice the wear and tear on your body a whole lot more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was just something that happened. I was a constant marijuana indulger, I guess, for a while. I didn't do it because I knew that there was medical reasons for it. I've used marijuana, cannabis, since college, because I liked it. I liked it better than drinking. I didn't feel the effects, like the hangover, like lingering around. I was able to get back on the horse and get in and train the next day, without having to take a day off. And what happened was that when they took it away from me, I kind of realized that it was serving a purpose. Now I find myself, hard to get out of bed in the morning, a lot stiffer throughout the day, just lingering pain. So I do what I'm allowed to do. So I go in and I ask the trainers in the training room for painkillers.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Sure enough, I get them.
Yeah.
And after you take, after you take so many painkillers, you don't notice them anymore. So you try and you can't get them that easily. I mean, you can get them, but what do you try to do after that? You try to, what amplifies a painkiller? Alcohol. And then you start mixing things to try to get them to work better
you.
And you're just heading down a bad path right then.
Could it be the NFL won't go with this, even though it makes sense? I mean, it's obvious to the average person listening now because they don't want to call attention to how much pain's involved, how ferocious this is because of all the concussion / CTE stuff. And now, the average person doesn't want to know how painful this is, I guess.
Well, that's probably a lot of people just don't want to know. They want to stick their head in the sand and just keep the entertainment factor of football there for them, which I can understand that. I did it while I played. It's a very dangerous sport, but while you're playing, you don't really see it until it's taken away from you and you're outside of it. But the way that I look at it is, wouldn't you want to improve the quality of life for your players? As an owner, as a league, with that. It's not just a football problem. With the national epidemic right now with opiate overdoses and heroin use, I feel like this could easily be an alternative, if not for every single person, at least in the states right now where it's available, is a pain management alternative. why not allow that player in that state to use it if they qualify, you know, rather than handing them something that may lead them to really serious problems after their career.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Hey, let me, while we have you here, we're talking with Todd Harriman's, and do you have a website for listeners, Todd, where people can go and see what you're up to?
No, I really don't. I have my Twitter, and right now I'm not super active on it. I just have been retweeting and commenting on a lot of articles, you know, that are pro-cannabis, and just trying to keep the word moving on that.
Okay.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I've heard you. As I said, you're a great personality. Wanted to pick your brain on the draft. It looks to me like this Joe Mixon guy might fall to the second round. If you were in a locker room and you had to say, how would people feel, on the one hand, the guy's a top talent, can help the Eagles win in this case. On the other hand, the stuff that he did is obvious. It's on tape, and he doesn't seem to be that, you know, he hasn't redeemed himself that much. How would players feel? Would they be okay with that?
I mean, I think the players in general just want to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that guys in Philadelphia that have played in Philadelphia for a while know how important winning is, and whatever can help them do that makes their life easier in the city, you know? But it's kind of nice right now in Philadelphia. There's not a whole lot of drama in sports. And like I was on the morning radio the other day, and we were talking about that, and it seemed like everybody was longing for drama. And I just think that, you know, why take the chance of, you know, I feel like there's so much baggage that comes with that. And right now everything is so smoothly running. You don't have to worry about any, like, you know,
any drama,
extracurricular problems.
Yeah, I was saying, you were here when Vic came, and I think you were in the locker room with him. By the end, he seemed to be a redeemed guy, one of a better term. He seemed to be a good teammate, seemed like a guy who, despite all the bad stuff he had done, had moved on to a better place.
Yeah, and I get the whole second chances thing. You know, Mike's a good friend of mine. I still stay in contact with him. His story's, you know, crazy. I loved it. Listening to everything he went through, you know, the hurdles he had to overcome coming back and stuff like that. It's a ridiculous, you know, encouraging story for people like Joe Mixon. Not everybody is like Mike Vick with that kind of determination to come back from something like that. So
exactly.
And I think maybe the point in his life when he was a little older, a little more mature when it happened to him, he probably was able to, you know, step back and say, I need to really reevaluate things here and turn around. I don't know if coming out of college, that's really where you're at in life.
I hear you. Hey, Todd, thank you so much, and thanks for the work you're doing. I'd love to have you come back maybe around the draft or after this conference and tell us what's happening at that point.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.